Hello and welcome. You're watching Top 5 on Press TV. A UN-brokered ceasefire has taken effect in the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, as agreed upon by warring sides in Sweden last week. Minutes after the truce came into effect at 2100 GMT, sporadic clashes were reported in Hodeidah. Earlier, however, an Ansarullah spokesman said they will remain committed to the agreement to reduce tensions. The truce includes the city of Hodeidah and several surrounding ports. According to the UN, international monitors would be deployed after Saudi-backed forces and Ansarullah fighters withdraw from the city within 21 days. A committee will oversee the withdrawal of forces. The truce was reached in Stockholm last week after days of negotiations between warring parties. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Nasser Shaker, a Yemeni activist and political commentator, joining us live from Sana'a. Mr. Shaker, how do you see the situation now that the truce has come into effect? And are you optimistic that the Saudi-led coalition will uphold the agreement that was reached in Stockholm?
I have learned that there is a casual calm that is dominating the situation right now in Hodeidah. We have just heard hours after the ceasefire taking to effect. We have heard the Blue Saudi media claiming that there is a sporadic skirmishes or clashes around the city of Hodeidah or on the outskirts of Hodeidah city. And I can tell you that this is just as a claim, or they are using these claims as a pretext to resume their attacks on Hodeidah city, to destroy the port city of the seaport of Hodeidah city, and to inflict heavy losses in the Yemeni civilians. So we have heard from Mr. Ahmed Abdel Salam, the head of the delegate of the Sana'a authorities to Sweden. He said that we are going to stay commitment to this ceasefire in Hodeidah, and he also named three generals of from the Yemeni army in Sana'a, and saying that these are going to represent Ansarullah in monitoring the implementation of the ceasefire in Hodeidah. And also we have heard, we have read a statement from the Yemeni ministry in Sana'a saying that we are welcoming the ceasefire in Hodeidah, and we hope that this this ceasefire is going to be implemented not only in Hodeidah but also across all fronts in Yemen. So I am also optimistic a little bit, not that one, not a big optimistic, but we hope that this ceasefire is going to continue, and we are going, who is going to does this ceasefire going to be fully implemented or whatsoever? This is going to be, we are going to observe the situation in the coming hours or the coming days.
Mr. Shaker, do you know about the timing of the other parts of the agreement, including the prisoner swap and also the reopening of Sana'a Airport? Because these are very pivotal issues when it comes to more talks that will be held later in a couple of months in order to end the war completely.
Yeah, you know, the special representative of Ansarullah in Sweden talks, specifying or specializing in the prisoner swap. Al-Murtada, he just published the state, he just published the agreement. And there are many charts or accords in the state, in the agreement. And among them, there are only, you can see that how this Saudi coalition is trying to manipulate with this agreement. You will find that there are top generals included in the prisoner swaps. You will find you will find the former Minister of Defense of Hadi Gafarman, Major General Al-Subayi. He is really a man who was captured in south of Yemen before the the Saudi-led coalition waged its military campaign on Yemen back to 2015. And also among them, the brother of Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi. There are four top commanders of Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi who are backed by Saudi Arabia. So this swap is going to be maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks is going to be it will take effect.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nasser Shakir, Yemeni activist and political commentator, joining us live from Sana'a.